From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Everything going okay today, Melissa?
It's Friday.
Yes, it is. That's time for another podcast.
Yes.
We were invited by TNT to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Gifted Hands, The Ben Carson Story. It premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday, February 7th, and stars Oscar winner Cuba Gooding Jr. in the title role. It is a very inspirational movie. Didn't you think so, Melissa?
It was very inspiring.
Yes. And it is based on a true story, by the way, of Dr. Benjamin S. Carson, whose lifelong journey led him to become director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But that's not all. He's also a best-selling author and a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So Cuba had big shoes to fill.
Yes. Should we get right into the my issues with the movie, though?
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
It was very inspiring, and all the acting was very good, and the basic elements were really good, but I had a problem with it jumping.
Mm-hmm.
It went right into when he was a little boy and stayed there for a long time, mm-hmm. and then it jumped to something that happened when he was older. But then it just happened, and then it moved to something happened in his career. It was just, mm-hmm. it didn't really fill a lot of things in to me.
Yeah, well, maybe that's however they adapted the book by Dr. Carson. You know, there was so much good stuff, they just wanted to get it all in there. And maybe they didn't take the right approach, because really you don't see Cuba Gooding Jr. that much. He
yes.
plays the adult Carson. But there are actors that play the young Carson. That is actually played by Jason, and it is Jason Fisher, who also can be seen in the movie Lakeview Terrace. And then the teenage Carson was played by Gus Hoffman from Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins.
Okay.
So, you know, Cuba's an Oscar winner for Jerry Maguire, but the person that you really seemed to carry the movie was actress Kimberly Elise, who played his mother, Sonia.
I agree with that. She was really good and a really strong character.
Mm-hmm.
She made him who he was.
She did. And despite the fact that she herself could not read and only went to third grade before she dropped out of school, it meant so much to her for her two sons. Ben was one of them. He was the younger son, wasn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It meant so much to her for them to turn off the television and go spend some time in the library.
Yes. Their education was very, very important to
mm-hmm.
her. And she always told him that he could be the best. He, you know, it was all up to him. It was
mm-hmm.
all inside him. So she was really a major influence.
Yes, she was. And the movie actually starts out with Cuba as the adult Carson, and he's faced with one of the big tasks in his career, which was trying to become the first doctor to succeed. Just stumbled over my words. Trying to become the first doctor to successfully separate conjoined twins joined at the back of the head.
Well, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. And that was quite a task.
It was, and that was very exciting, and that was a really good part of the movie, the way they showed the parents what they went
mm-hmm.
through.
And the parents were from Germany, actually.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But he just got a phone call and said, you know, you're the world's best, you know, help us out with this.
But he didn't take the job right at the very beginning.
No, he didn't. He refused to until he could figure out how to, go about the procedure.
And yep, and he did.
And that's when all the flashbacks happened to his boyhood growing up in inner city Detroit.
Yes. But I have to say that even though with the issues, like I said, that I had with the movie, it almost made you feel like, I want to be a doctor. I mean, it really was. It made you feel like, I can do anything I want.
Exactly. And, you know, so just as his mother instilled in him, the movie will help instill in all of us to, you know, go out and achieve. We can do anything.
Anything you put your mind to.
Yeah. Well, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate the movie?
I'm going to go with 7.
A 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because...
Just because of those issues that kind of bothered me. But,
well, I am going to give it a 9.5.
Ooh.
Just because I would have liked to see a little more of Cuba Gooding Jr.
All right.
So, listeners, be sure to set aside 2 hours on Saturday, February 7th to watch Gifted Hands, The Ben Carson Story, which premieres at 8 p.m. on TNT. And we'll call it a wrap for this week. We will return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program. But feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.